With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In the late 1960s, Martin Cruz Smith, author of Gorky Park and Stallion Gate, found himself working on a magazine called For Men Only. As the editor, he was in a position to buy stories.
And it turned out a great many of the writers were me, so I would be any number of different writers.
You had various pseudonyms.
Yes. One of my pseudonyms was a guy named Saul Roman. And I could picture Saul Roman. Saul Roman is a great big beefy guy, a little bald on top, but enormous mats of hair in his chest, great biceps. Basically a biker.
He came from a mixed marriage.
Yes. There was him, and there was Ted Irish. There, Emil Korngold was another one of my names.
Alas, the axe fell. Smith was fired. After a trip to Portugal, he wrote The Indians Won, his first published book. Then a couple of gypsy detective novels.
A couple of books I did were under Martin Smith, and then I discovered there were seven other writers in New York named Martin Smith. So I wanted to put something else in there. Cruz is about as short as you can get.
Cruz being his grandmother's name. Smith sold Putnam on the idea of an American detective going to Russia to investigate a crime.
I went to Russia, and it came to me the most obvious idea was not to do an American detective in Russia, but to do a Russian detective in Russia.
Putnam, however, objected to the idea of a Soviet detective, but was reluctant to tear up its contract with Smith.
The thing about writing is, you may starve, but you don't get fired. So if I could outlast people at the publishing house...
You can.
and you can.
He did, and after the order changed at Putnam, Smith bought back his contract and wrote Gorky Park the way he wanted to. The hero of Martin Cruz Smith's newest novel, Stallion Gate, is an Indian Army sergeant who finds himself involved in the events leading to the testing of an atom bomb in 1945. Stallion Gate is now a Ballantine paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Martin Cruz Smith struck pay dirt with his bestseller, Gorky Park, made into a successful film.
Greetings, comrades. I bring you hot water bottles.
Ah, good. We were wondering why you came, Comrade Major Kabluda. This is a simple matter for militia. There's no reason to think state security is involved. What interest is this to KGB?
KGB decides what interests KGB.
If you want the case, Major, welcome. We militia can go back to our beds.
Gorky Park was Martin Cruz Smith's most ambitious writing effort, but to finance it, he turned out a number of paperback spy and western stories and a novel called Nightwing.
I wrote that with the most commercial impulse. When I had done Nightwing, I had enough money then to finish Gorky Park.
After Gorky Park, Smith began working on a novel about contemporary life in New Mexico when he noticed something along the desert highway.
I saw a sign that said Stallion Gate, 3 miles. It was sort of faintly familiar, and I didn't know why. And then I came to the Stallion Gate, and it's nothing but a barbed wire fence and a road that goes through it, a break in the barbed wire fence and a road. And again, it said Stallion Gate. And I realized I had been driving along the White Sands Missile Range.
Stallion Gate turned out to be the entrance to the test site of the first atomic bomb. Smith dropped his earlier project and began work on a novel called Stallion Gate, set in New Mexico in 1945. His hero is an Indian, an army sergeant, who is a bodyguard for the chief of the project, Robert Oppenheimer.
I wanted somebody big enough, with big enough shoulders to carry all the rest of us with him and see everything that happens, and at the same time come to that realization of exactly what is happening at Los Alamos, what is being created.
Martin Cruz Smith's Stallion Gate is a complex and tension-filled thriller. It's now a Ballantine paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.